News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with the conflict in the Middle East. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem with details on where a ceasefire deal stands.
Hostage negotiations are due to resume in Cairo with the key mediators, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt. Hamas is expected to respond to a proposal for a six-week ceasefire that would see the release of 40 Israeli hostages and 400 Palestinian prisoners.
Today, U.S. military cargo planes dropped thousands of meals to Palestinians in Gaza. Now to the blizzard out west. CBS's Carter Evans is in Truckee, California.
We learned something interesting about the snow and the wind, which is having an impact on snow levels. It turns out those high-level gusts are breaking up snowflakes, and they're a lot smaller. So by the time they hit the ground, they're compacting a lot tighter. And as a result, in some areas, snow levels might be a little lower than expected.
Texas is dealing with the state's largest wildfire ever. It's responsible for at least two deaths, destroyed hundreds of structures, and charred millions of acres. This farmer from Graham, Texas, is there helping out.
We brought water, chapstick, eye drops, baby wipes, stuff like that for firefighters. And then we bought a ton of cattle cake, and I think it was 18 square bales of hay.
A change of plans for NASA, which was supposed to send four astronauts to the International Space Station tonight.
NASA and SpaceX have decided to scrub the launch a little bit over 3 hours before liftoff time. The problem is a lot of high winds in the ascent corridor, and plain in English, along the flight path, the winds were too high and judged to be too dangerous for the SpaceX Dragon to make it safely into space. They will try again tomorrow night.
That's CBS's Peter King. A terrifying accident on a bridge over the Ohio River that connects Louisville, Kentucky to southern Indiana. It was a several-car pileup that left a semi-truck dangling over the side. There was a dramatic rescue of the driver, who miraculously was not hurt. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg tells us while the bridge is open again,
both pedestrian sidewalks will remain closed for safety precautions. We're working quickly to ensure that all of the signage is up in place and the barriers are all installed as well.
Some election news today. CBS projects that former President Trump wins his party vote in three states. He won in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho today. There's another GOP caucus tomorrow in Washington, D.C. And then just 3 days from now, Super Tuesday, when 16 states hold primaries. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Saturday night in the state of Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Check out their home-brewed beer and great food, live entertainment, 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the flavor that kills. This is American Dream on Max Inc. Radio. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the flavor that kills. That is Home on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. American Dream before that. I love the flavor that kills. They're really good. Their new album is available right now up on Bandcamp. You can grab that. Help support the band. It's called, oh dear, my computer is going all different directions where I don't want it to go. Life of a DJ. Their 2024 release called Book of Secrets. Once again, is available right now on Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Hope you're having a great evening. Original local music from Wisconsin till midnight all over the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, we've already had a lot of fun tonight. We got more fun on the way. What's coming up, brother?
Thermal extraction devices, Jimmy, with Dynavap. We're going to have George Brewa here telling us about his invention and the founding the company called Dynavap, which has really gone worldwide. And in the lair, Kaylin Cole, she is here already right now. We're going to hear her live 9 to 10 p.m. and then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And we have an interview with our new on-air personality, M. Shell, and she'll be interviewing the band H1Z1.
And M. Shell is out and about in the music scene right now. I don't know exactly where she's at, but she's calling in, I believe, on the phone with us right now. Hello, M. Shell. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
We're doing great. Where are you at tonight? What's going on?
So I am at the Q Club right now. That is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It is the Q Club of Wisconsin. So really awesome pool hall with great food and an awesome stage. So we have live music tonight, Conniption and Alpha Transit.
There's going to be a mosh pit there.
Most likely. I'm hoping so. So Alpha Transit, it sounds like this is their first show back in a while. They are progressive funk fusion. So I'm really excited to check out what that means.
Progressive funk fusion.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like a good time. They have some albums. You can definitely come and pick those up. They start at 8:30, and then Conniption goes on, I believe, 9:30, 10 o'clock is the plan, and then they close out the night. And obviously, they are thrash metal from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. And tell me the venue once again.
Q Club.
Q Club.
Like a pool cue. Yeah.
All right. If
it's
the
a pool hall.
If horns are involved in this funk fusion band, give me a call back because I'm going to have to beam myself over to Milwaukee to check that out. That sounds really cool.
Hey, yeah, I'll definitely let you know. You know, there was a lot of people loading gear in. You know, I don't think it was quite as many as, say, a ska band, but there's a lot of equipment involved. And there's at least a keyboard. So definitely going to be a lot of fun.
Stop by the Q Club tonight. Say hi to M. Shell. You had an interview that we're going to play tonight with H1Z1 that's going to play tonight at 10:30 during Maxine Kevy. Give us a little preview of that interview.
Yeah, H1Z1, they are just such awesome people, great musicians. They are what I would say kind of new metal, think, you know, Korn, Slipknot, Static X, this kind of, you know, maybe even a little bit of Seven Dust in there. Awesome, awesome band to see live. They're going to talk about what they have planned for this year and their music video that they just dropped in the last month, I believe.
Yeah, that's up on YouTube. I checked out that video earlier today when I was listening to the interview. It's super cool, talented band. You can hear more about it tonight during Maxine Kevy, started at 10 o'clock, and Michelle will be your host for that interview. Great to hear from you, Michelle. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll let you know how it goes.
We'll talk to you soon. Remember, if there's horns, I'm coming. I'm there.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Rocker, we were talking before the break that the Whammies is happening in May, May 18th and 19th, or 17th and 18th.
No, 18th and 19th. 18th
and
19th.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, 18th and 19th, up in Green Bay. The award ceremony is on Sunday at the Epic Center in Green Bay.
The Epic Event Center, yeah.
Thank you.
On Holmgren Avenue.
One thing I didn't mention is that the Whammies has a really cool expert toolkit to drive engagement for your Whammy nominations.
That's right, Jimmy. They just came out with this kind of toolkit made for the bands or people who have been nominated for an award to help them promote the fact that they're nominated for an award and try and stimulate voting. And so there's just some really good, you know, kind of promo materials, some letters that you can use, some stuff that's already made, some logos that you can use as badges. A whole plethora of different tools.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Yes, yes, you do, Jimmy.
Yes, we do. Well, it's a great way to drive engagement in your art, in your band, and for the Whammies, it's a great way to get some votes and win the Whammy.
You know, they've already had more nominations this year than in any year past. So, you know, their association with Broad Jam has really stimulated that, and they're really reaching out now across the state. So after 42 years, they're actually still improving.
It's pretty awesome. Whammy.org for more information. That's whammy.org. All right, we got music on the way from Miles Nielsen, The Rusted Hearts. We'll do some After August, I think, tonight. Plus, George from Dino Vape is here. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night on Civic Media.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is no. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. Someday. When my will is nearly spent, on my knees I breathe a prayer. Wanna know I'm not alone, or do my words just fade into the
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Number 27 there. That is Rise Above. Hey, Max Sync Radio's matinee concert series happening at the High Noon Saloon on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th. Great lineup. Super Tanker, Iron Plow, Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. And it's going to be emceed by John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show here on Civic Media. You want to go to the show? I got a pair of tickets for you right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I'll take the first caller. Get you a pair of tickets to the matinee, Maxink Matinee Concert Series. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media Hometown Radio Refreshed.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Solitude in them. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Heads up. After August, before that, in Solitude, of course, Iron Plow in that set. Still got a pair of tickets for the Max Inc. matinee happening on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th at the High Noon Saloon. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com or give me a call, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Is it going to be George? Is it going to be Jorge? We'll find out in just a couple minutes. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Indeed, we are local music. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Unfortunately, George from Dynavate couldn't make it in tonight. We wish him the best. But hey, Jorge from Civic Media is here. What's up, Jorge? How you doing?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Jorge?
Jorge can't hear us. This is...
There I am. Sorry.
Hello, Jorge.
Hey, all how right. are you? Hey, great.
We got him up now.
Is this my first time on the air?
No, here? You've been on. We talked about Mad Unity, which is a great show Wednesday nights here on Civic
Media. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep.
What's happening with Mad Unity these days? How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. We've been expanding our repertoire to be, beyond just local DJs. We have been doing pre-recorded shows and shows with original music. My co-host is releasing an EP. On the 15th, so we have a whole lot of new music coming. Frequency, he's a local DJ producer in his own right, and he's starting to tour, and he's gonna be out and playing Denver and where else? Virginia Beach,
all over.
I don't know if I should be disclosing all of this, but he told me this stuff, so whatever. I can't keep my mouth shut. So
that's awesome. Well, Mad Unity is a great show, and it's really fun to watch on YouTube too when you guys go live because it is a DJ experience. Sometimes you get to tune in here, you see people dancing in the studio.
Right, yeah,
it's very similar to the Lair here.
Exactly. And well, you guys need to get the video going. We'll work on that.
I got a new mustache just for video.
There you
tonight.
Go. I see that. Very stylish.
Hey, let's talk about Civic Media real quick because there's a lot of stuff happening. And you have a lot of to do with this too. Great team here at Civic Media. Let's start with the website. There's kind of a new refresh feel to it.
Yeah, we took a lot of time to refresh the website to reflect the fact that we have a lot of content that we produce daily. Mm-hmm. And we are, so now when people come and visit, they can see what's live, what's happening, and listen to it right away, get a lot more information. So surfacing all of the, I mean, we're literally daily, you know, all of our shows are producing great content. So,
you know, there's a lot of great content out there, a lot of great shows too. And it's so accessible at civicmedia.us just to go to the podcast, listen to it on demand, you know?
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of just very important topics that they're covering, you know, day in and day out. So, you know, if you can't listen from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., then you can always catch up.
You know, speaking of those podcasts, you know, those podcasts are done live on the radio. And here at Civic Media, there's a new lineup here in the weekday. And,
yes.
And it's really cool and really fun and exciting.
Yeah. So, you know, radio veteran Jane Mattinier has her own show in the mornings. And then we have followed by, you know, Todd, who has been in the midday for a long time. And now Maggie Dawn is expanded and she's actually now part of the network. So that's a big deal because she's a very...
A really big deal.
So intelligent. When I listen to Maggie Dawn, I feel so much smarter.
Right. And she does it in a nice way.
She educates me.
Yeah. It's kind of in a sneaky way, right? She's not lecturing you. And next thing you know, after an hour later, you're a lot smarter in terms of what really happens in the world of politics. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And she loves feedback. She loves people calling and sharing their views and what they think about it.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things that as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like we want to make sure that because everybody has an experience and they are, you know, they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you know, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though.
It's only glass.
It could be easily broken.
Jorge from Civic Media joins us here. You know what? One of my favorite new shows on Civic Media is on Sunday mornings across the network. It's Lou Agrani's Music of the Stars. If you like show tunes and like old time radio from like the 40s and the 50s, oh, wow, what a great show.
Well, you know, I like that he, and apparently from what I've heard and what he said is that he kind of wings it, but it's, there's a lot of different like genres
jealous.
That, you know, and he like many of the episodes, they're a journey. Like it's like you can tune in at any point in the morning. Sometimes I'll be driving like from brunch on a Sunday morning and it feels like I'm in some old-timey movie, like, you know, it's just... But then he'll play a movie clip of some random movie I hadn't even thought about in years, and it kind of brings me back. So it's a really interesting experience. It's like, it feels like very well-thought-out radio, so I'm glad we have that in the mornings.
He takes you for a journey.
Exactly.
On a Sunday morning while you're having some coffee, maybe some other things we won't mention right now.
Are you sure you're not talking about Timothy Leary?
it is very, you know, the journey indeed is part of that, I think. And many of us have made it like our Sunday morning listening.
For sure.
It's like you're always wondering. And so, yeah, you should have him on sometime. Although, you know.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I think he'd be totally down to call in and through, you know, through the... Whatever.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Music of the Stars with Lou, Sundays, 7 a.m. to noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get more information about any of the shows, any of the podcasts, your first stop is civicmedia.us. And while you're there, if you don't do anything else, grab the Civic Media app and get that on your phone because then you can take Civic Media anywhere you want. Maybe you want to listen to John and Gordy here in Madison. Maybe you want to listen to Up North News
in the
morning.
While they're live, exactly.
You can pick and choose.
Yeah, and we're really endeavoring to make sure that you could access our content from anywhere. You know, we podcast everything as well, but the live shows is where, especially in the mornings. You know, if you're there's a lot. There's you know, we have John and Gordy here.
Right.
We have Mino and the Mayor up in Green Bay.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, they're hilarious. So it's like It's almost like trying to keep up with all of them. You know, we can't really as employees, but we wish we had multiple ears at the same time. But it's exciting. It's an exciting time for radio in Wisconsin, I feel like.
It sure is. Wow. Hometown Radio Refresh, civicmedia.us. Jorge, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Hey, Kaylin Cole.
Woo!
She's live in the lair. Stick around. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night.
Children. time has come. Arise, Rasta children, to take a stand. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, Rasta children, hear me. Don't you know when your day is dawning? Yeah, the sun give us the sign. Yeah, got to get up and hear me calling. You must know that it's Armageddon time. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, Rasta children, to leave Babylon. Arise, Rasta children, forward down to Zion. Arise, rise up, Rasta children, yeah. And a dreadful time, Mama Gideon. Yeah. Got to stand up firm on your feet. Hey. Help the weak when you know you are strong. And your reward will be in Mount Zion. Arise, rise up, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, Rasta children, got to take a stand. Arise, Rasta children, yeah. Arise, rise up, Rasta children. I want you blow for me now, now. Oh yeah, yeah. And show the world, yes, so many things have gone astray. Got to forget all your silver and your gold. You got to arise to face a brand new day. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, children, to take a stand. Arise, rise up, Rasta children, now, now. Arise, Rasta children, and hear not the nation. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Not the nation say, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. And the whole world say, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. The nation say it.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up.
Ooh, yeah now, Sugi Zuse. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Not the nation say, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. And the whole world say, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. This I'm gonna tell you right now. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, Rasta children, to take a stand. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise.
We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Automatic Lover and Helena. They were in the studio a couple weeks ago. They had a fun interview. You got to check it out right now and all the podcast at MaxSyncRadio.com. Don't forget, if you're a band or an artist, you want to get your music on the air, we want to play it, send me an email right now, music@civicmedia.us. Caitlin Cole, she's live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Stick around for that. Right now, it's Secret Menu on Max Inc. On Civic Media.
You never know the words until they're drawn. The time has come to face what now is done. The memories that feel so far. There's no one here to teach me how to love. Who I am alone again. How do I climb that hill within? Was all my worth tied into love and a photo undeveloped in the sun?
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you want to go see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
You
need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Donald Trump wins in Missouri, Michigan,